Greetings to everyone listening to the TPH podcast. To be honest, we have a lot of sketchy thoughts and we would love to share them with you. Join us, Manya,
Sahil,
and Nat,
for your weekly dose of funny banter, our somewhat controversial opinions, and honest conversations. You can expect a wide range of topics from TV show reviews to childhood nostalgia, from the latest trends to Gen Z culture, and don't worry, we will spill the tea as well. Okay, guys, this is our very first episode. What do y'all think?
I'm really excited. I'm pumped.
I'm so happy. It's we've come a long way, honestly.
Yeah, this has been weeks and weeks of planning, and I'm just excited that we're finally recording our first ever episode.
So since it's our very first episode, we just thought we should do like a somewhat of an icebreaker episode. And maybe, you know, you can get to know us better. We've planned some games coming along. So stay tuned for that. So, Nat, what have you been up to these days? Like,
I've been burning a lot of bhindi.
Oh my God, Nat, iconic line, burned bhindi is trauma. Okay, story time.
You know,
story time. Hold up. This girl, I think her parents were out of town, right? Your mom was out of town and your dad was in office, and we had planned a sleepover, and she was at her place cooking lunch for herself, and she was making bhindi, right?
Yeah.
And she ended up burning the bhindi and was crying on the kitchen floor. She was just on the floor just crying.
As someone who's cried on a kitchen floor, I really recommend it. Guys, it is therapeutic to cry on a kitchen floor. Take it from me.
Dude, I can't. No, I can't.
Also, I have a recipe book where I write all my recipes. So, about my bhindi recipe, I've written hashtag bhindi trauma. It's just a thing now.
No, it is a line. Burnt bhindi is trauma. Because I remember that night when we were at Sahil's place. And that night, we had a whole therapy session. Because she was so upset about burning the bhindi.
You know, it was not just about the bhindi. The bhindi represented my abilities, you know? And I was just like, I can't even make bhindi. What am I going to do in life?
I'm wheezing.
Like, bhindi was my yardstick. You know, it was like my, yeah.
No, yeah, I get it, yeah.
And I love how every sleepover just turns into a therapy session. After a point, it's just group therapy.
No, especially those late night sessions, like 4 a.m., we're just doing therapy sessions.
It's a vibe, honestly.
Yeah.
I really miss that. I really, really miss that. And the thing is, I remember every single detail of that conversation.
I have recorded some of it too.
Me too.
Hey, but no respect to you, because I haven't even tried making bhindi, so like, I would probably burn it too.
Dude, all I wanted to do was make decent bhindi that day. That was just my life goal for the day. I was just like, I have to make decent bhindi.
Guys, this was not even planned. We didn't plan to talk about bhindi, but we ended up talking about like 10 minutes of just bhindis. Just, that's it.
Yeah, but I just have to add before we finish this bhindi segment that one of the most iconic lines to come out of Nat's mouth ever is the burnt
bhindi is trauma.
It's my trauma. Because it burns!
Oh God, Nat's getting all emotional now.
I am getting emotional. I think I need to have a kitchen crying session.
Love that.
Yep. So what have you guys been up to these days?
Honestly, nothing much has been going on, really. I just think that we're in a weird phase where we can go out, but there are also a lot of restrictions. So I've kind of just been at home these days, you know, just watching Netflix.
Been at home these days? Like, we've been at home for the past, like,
year and a half.
Yeah.
Actually, these days, sorry, I'm trying to make my life sound very interesting, but it really isn't. It's just the same old, you know, trying to keep myself busy, things like that. What about you guys?
I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately. And bad same. Reality I think, TV is the way
I think,
to go.
I think everyone is doing that. Everyone is just binging. So, like, since we're on the topic of shows, what shows have you all currently been, like, watching?
Atypical on Netflix. It's really good.
I've been watching Elite. It's a Spanish show. It's on Netflix again. Super bingeable, very entertaining. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's just such an addictive show that when you start one episode, you just keep watching it. And it's also set in a high school kind of setting. I feel, but if anyone were to ask me how I would describe Elite, it's kind of a mix of Gossip Girl, Riverdale, and Pretty Little Liars all mashed into one, but set in Spain.
Nice.
That's really cool.
But also, I've currently, I finished like rewatching season one and two of Money Heist, because great show. And
oh, really? You rewatched it? That's
cool.
I got my mom into Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and that's my biggest achievement in life.
What does your mom think of it? Like, who are her favorite characters?
She loves Jake and she loves Amy. She hasn't explicitly told me that Jake's her favorite, but I know for a fact that Jake's her favorite.
That's so cute.
I love that. That's really cute. So guys, we've spoken about what we've been up to, and I think we can all conclude that we've not been up to much.
Yeah.
So I thought that we could all play a fun game of Would You Rather. And I think we all decided that we would come prepared with questions that we would ask each other. So let's start.
just have to say, I've only come prepared with like two questions. So,
I've come prepared with 10 questions.
Oh my God, I have 4.
What? Sahar?
No, hello, because ma'am. I don't know. I just thought that it would be fun. I found like some really interesting questions. And okay, really needed to know, because then we would discuss it. So I think it would be
no,
fun.
No, let's go for it. Okay, Sahar, let's just start with you.
Ask away.
So the first one is, would you rather lose your sight or your memories? Guys, get
Wait, I wasn't prepared for this.
This is a tough one.
Hold up. Wow.
Take your time.
I think I lose my memories.
I think I lose my sight.
And why? Why did you choose that?
Why?
What? Is this interrogation session?
No, I'm not interrogating her. I just want to know, because right. I personally, because obviously even I was confused, because I feel like sight, the visual person, I need to see things, obviously, but also not having any memories, that means you don't remember basically anything.
What about the new memories you make? Would you remember that?
No,
like that's the thing, that you have an option. It's either
then I'll hold on to my memories. I will lose my sight.
Honestly, when you put it that way, I feel like I lose my sight. Yeah, I lose my sight. Because at least you have something to live on. At least you have memories to live on. You know? Yeah, to remind you of happier times.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Sahar? What would you pick?
I think, honestly, for me, it's hard. But I would choose losing my sight as well. Because I feel like there's no point of, if I have my sight, but I keep losing my memories, what's the point, you know, of like that's seeing true. Something or meeting someone, but I literally wouldn't remember who they are.
Yeah, can you like imagine not knowing like, oh, like these guys are your parents? Like, wait, what? Like, yeah, I don't remember. Like, that's weird.
Exactly. So, do you guys want to continue with mine, or should we go to Manya's or Nat's?
I think we should, let's just do 5 questions of yours, and then we can like,
switch it up. Yeah.
Okay, so this is another one that's gonna get everyone thinking.
Oh God.
Intellectually stimulating questions here.
Yes.
What 1 AM we're doing this? Exactly. You're asking all these questions. Okay.
Exactly. So the question is, would you rather be famous or rich?
I've heard this question before.
I'd rather be rich.
Yeah, same. I feel like when
you're famous, you don't have a lot of privacy, and when you're rich, you can just do whatever. I don't know. I think.
Dude, you're rich.
Yeah, you're rich. You can just do whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Manya, what about you?
Yeah, same. Rich.
Rich. Okay. I think for me, I would choose fame because I feel like when you're famous, it's like, obviously there are like degrees of fame, you know, and like it doesn't really specify how famous you would be. And I also feel like with fame, you have a platform and you could probably use your platform to do something and get attention to like certain causes or things like that. So I don't know. I just think that that's why I would choose fame personally.
Makes sense.
I mean, that makes sense. But I think I would still stick to it.
And also, I'm just worried that if I'm rich, I would just blow all my money.
You know what? That, yeah, me too, actually, but
Okay.
No, I don't think I'd blow my money. I think I'd be very, very stingy with my money.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know what it, that's my inner Gujarati, but I would just invest, like, I would just invest in mutual funds. Like, that's what I'm going to do with my money. Like, not all of it, obviously.
I don't know. Right. I feel like I'm just two extremes. Like, sometimes I'm very, like, money-minded. I take good care. But then at the same time, I'm like, let's go gambling.
Dude, ban yourself from casinos and stuff when you're rich.
I feel like.
Honestly, I have to do that.
See you at, like, a casino.
Yes, we've had this conversation before.
You are not to gamble without supervision.
Dude, if my parents are listening to this, I'm sorry.
Okay, so the next question, would you rather date your celebrity crush for a year or get hired as their manager forever?
Date them for a year.
Okay, but why?
I think it makes sense because you have all those experiences that you've had with them romantically that you won't have as a manager. I feel like as a manager, you'll just be their friend. But even that, like, 1 year of experiences is kind of cool.
Dude, I'm all over here thinking about job security. But
oh my God.
I'm sure your mom's proud. Mama Hora's proud.
Lol. Could I be a manager and still have, like, a romantic...
No.
Absolutely, you guys are evil people, y'all. I think I'm going to go for date them for a year. Yeah, I think I'm going to go for that.
What about you, Seher?
I think I would go for be their manager forever because this might sound very social climber of me. And you know what? I don't mind if my listeners judge us. I'm going to just expose myself. I feel like if I'm their manager forever, that means I'm in their life forever.
And, oh my God.
And we're in the inner circle. I don't know. And I just get to spend time with them, you know, every day. And I have some serious attachment issues. So after the relationship ends after a year, I don't think I would be able to handle it. And plus, I wouldn't want to be known as this celebrity's ex, you know, by the media.
Right. I'll just go back to crying on the kitchen floor. I got my things sorted.
I think Nat and I also have, like, serious commitment issues.
Yeah, I feel like we do.
Yeah. Well, this is great. Our listeners are getting to know us now.
A bit too much. Yeah. Okay, so now the next question is, would you rather have experienced the beginning of the world or would you rather experience the end of the world?
Beginning, I wouldn't have Wi-Fi, so no.
Oh my God. You know what? Actually, that makes sense.
Like, I don't want to live with, like, dinos and stones. Like,
yeah.
I think I would like to experience the end of the world. And I believe in rebirth, so I feel like I'll come back, you know?
But the world wouldn't exist. Like, the world is ending, so where would you be?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's fine.
Rebirth I get, but as what? Because you can't come back as an animal. You can't come back as a human. The world is ending.
Right. No, I think end of the world. End of the world, definitely.
Okay. I think I'll go for the beginning. What about you, Sir?
I think I would go for the end of the world because I just feel like when it's the end of the world, there's just going to be... The listeners are going to judge me again, but there's just going to be this weird sense of like mass hysteria. And can you imagine the news every day, like the way they'd hype it up? And YouTubers vlogging my last 5 days on planet Earth. Like,
I can't.
Naveen's like hashtags and stuff.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, when it's ending, at least you know that whoever's there, it's kind of ending on that note. So it's kind of this feeling of
hum saath saath hai. Yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't know.
You guys need help.
Yeah, we do. I agree.
Oh, God.
Okay.
But it would be nice to see the hashtags that like Gen Z has come up with. I feel like it would be very creative.
Imagine the memes, guys.
Oh,
the
my
memes.
God. Y'all.
Okay. Guys, next question. This is a little dark.
Ooh,
it's not
I
really
like
dark,
it.
But it's just a bit spooky. So no one freak out. But the question is, would you rather know the cause of your death or know the date of your death?
Cause. I think date, I would be really scared.
But what if the cause is like something really stupid? Then what?
Yeah, I'd be scared either way. But I
like,
think...
Like, dude, Nad, you have a very high chance of dying of a stupid cause. I'm sorry.
You're so mean. But you're so right.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. What would you choose, Sahar?
I feel like I would choose cause because knowing the day would just have me paranoid constantly.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I would just constantly be in that zone where, you know, oh my God, I'm like dreading this day. This day is coming, you know, I would just constantly be paranoid, but just knowing the cause, you kind of can't do anything about it. It's just like, yeah, if it happens, it happens, you know?
Okay, but what if the cause is a car accident? You won't ever be able to, like, cross the road.
But I feel like there are some things that you literally cannot avoid, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, how can you, in your life, avoid doing that? I mean, you could, but...
No, I mean, I feel like this requires way more discussion. No, but
you know,
I think I would also
maybe
actually...
Date?
Why date? Ooh, there's a change here.
Because if I knew the way I was gonna die, right? Like, suppose I was gonna die, say, in a shopping mall, right? I would be really scared to go to a shopping mall every time. But if I knew the date, suppose I knew, like, 27th Jan, 3030, whatever... Then I would know that I have at least those many years to live and that I'm not going to die until that time. So then I have limited years and then I know.
No, and
what
also
I have to
like
do.
You would want to make it count, you know, those years.
Yeah, I would
want
to make it count. I feel like that would just give me motivation to make it count because even if we lived on forever, I feel like we would not have motivation to do anything. Mm-hmm. And we're not living on forever and we still have motivation to do nothing.
Yeah,
you
see,
know?
Right now, like. Ooh. It's
people
not like
think,
we have a date over here.
Yeah.
So that's why we're just taking it so casually.
People think mortality is a curse. But honestly, mortality is a gift. Because it encourages you to wake up every day and try to be better and make a difference, honestly. So I think death's a gift. And it's scary, but yeah.
You know
yeah,
what,
no.
man? I think you changed my answer.
Yeah. So if
exactly,
it's like...
And
you'll be so paranoid.
Yeah.
And I just feel like more than that, it's like, it could literally be anything, you know, and it's not even that, it's just that, it's like, what do you gain from knowing, you know, but like, if you know the date, like Nat said, you can then make whatever time you have count.
Count, yeah.
See, but then there's also two ways about this. I feel like I can do like a for and against for everything, but there's two ways about this too, like. You can either get motivated or be like really depressed about it, Like, and not taken in a good way.
But I guess the idea is that we all know that we are mortal beings, as much as I like to think that I'm not a mortal. We all are, and I feel like that it's just inevitable. So I don't know, like, feeling, I mean, I guess I get your point, but I feel like either way, the point is that if you know either, you're still going to be upset about it.
Yeah.
I feel like
I think all of us have agreed on date.
Yeah. I think this got too deep, but I like it.
Yeah.
I think this is something that I low-key think about. Yeah, like, we've thought about it. I think all of
us have thought about it. Yeah.
Kind of thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Manya, do you want to go with your...
So, would you rather go on a dinner date or a movie date?
Dinner date.
Why?
Because you can talk to the other person. I feel like when you're watching a movie, you're just sitting and watching a movie, right?
No, but okay, so I would personally choose movie, because I just feel like when you're done watching the movie, you have so much, like, you have context to talk about. And at dinner date, it gets awkward and stuff, dude. And also, like, especially if it's like the very first date, it's like, how do you, like, you forget how to chew, dude. Like, it's happening to me. I get so nervous. So, like, I think I would choose movie date, because, like, you can talk about the movie after the movie's done, kind of a thing.
That's a good point of view.
But dinner date, you'll be, like, small talk and stuff.
Right.
I get what you mean. I totally do. But I think for me, like, if I'm going on a first date with someone, I would definitely want to be over dinner or a place where you can actually have a conversation. Because if you're going for a movie... See, my theory is that if the date's not going good, you can just wrap up dinner in an hour and leave. But, like, movies on average are, like, 2.5 hours. So you're just stuck with that person in awkward silence watching a movie, in your head knowing that things are not going well. And you're just silent. Like, I think for me, the first date is really important to kind of understand whether I even get along with this person or not.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I think that first date thing makes sense. But, like, in general, I would prefer a movie date. But first date, I get your point of view.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, I think for me, the first date has to be... Like, if we're strictly going by first date, then I would prefer a first date to be a dinner. Or, I mean, actually, even something... Like, even a coffee would be good. But... but otherwise, I think I would like, I don't know, I think a movie date is fun.
I think dinner dates get so formal.
They do. But I feel I think for a first date, dinner date's better.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much you need to learn about this new person who's,
true,
you know.
Before you get, because my whole thing is that before you decide to go for a movie on your first date, how do you even know if you guys have the same taste in movies without, like, talking about it?
That's true.
I mean, yeah, you can text the person and be like, hey, do you want to go for Godzilla? And they'll be like, sure. But, I don't know, we need to talk about it.
Godzilla was the first thing that came to her mind.
Also, I genuinely thought this would you rather question was, like, lighter compared to your death one. But no, we had the same amount of discussion.
We psychoanalyze everything. Remember the time we watched To All the Boys?
Yep. Oh my god. We watched To All the Boys on a sleepover. We saved the cringe for the sleepover.
Mm-hmm. It's a 1 hour 30 minute movie, and we watched it in 3 hours because we were pausing to cringe and then uncringe and give our vishesh tipni on everything.
No, yeah, yes. And this is exactly why we started this podcast, because we just talk so much. And hey, it makes sense to us. So,
yeah, this podcast is basically for anyone who loves to psychoanalyze, overanalyze, or just talk about stuff.
Yep. Right. Okay, I Nat. Agree. So, do you want to go, Nat? Do you want to go with your would you rather questions?
Yeah, mine's really light. So, would you rather go vegan or see an animal getting slaughtered every time you eat non-veg?
Oh my god.
Okay, that was not light.
Yeah, this is not light.
Bro, when you said, would you rather be vegan? I was like, okay, this is cool. And then you say the second half. I'm just like, what?
I think I have a very different parameter for what's light and what's not.
Yeah, I think so too.
We all do, lol. Okay. Wow.
I think I'd go vegan, guys. No kidding. I cannot see an animal getting slaughtered every time I eat.
Honestly, I think I would become a vegan as well. I don't think I can handle it. Like, imagine every time you're eating non-veg that you just watch like a freaking goat getting slaughtered. Like, I don't want to see
no.
that.
I think I'll go for the vegan option too.
And I think I'd like, wake up with nightmares.
Yeah, and I feel like it's just going to be on the point, be traumatizing.
Yeah.
And I have enough trauma in life. I don't need any more. So that's that.
Love that. Love that.
Okay. Manya, would you rather?
My last question, since I only prepared two, my last question is, would you rather... Okay, so I know all of us keep a journal/diary. So would you rather let someone read your diary or let someone read your text messages? And like text messages as not like, oh, random, just like deep down, really controversial, really juicy, really like hidden text messages. So
text messages.
Yeah.
Not my diary. Because I write all of my deepest thoughts in my diary. And sometimes I write fake scenarios in my diary. Mm-hmm. It can be really cringe.
The amount of cringe in my diary, Nat.
My diary is basically just fanfic, okay?
Okay, Seher, what about Wattpad? You?
Oh, this is hard because I feel like my diary obviously has some very personal things in it because it's a diary, ooh. But also my text messages have some very shady things that definitely could get people in that could definitely get
people in trouble.
People
you
in trouble.
Yeah.
Honestly, I
take your time.
I need a minute to think about this, you guys. Like this.
We'll put
so
like a 1 minute later transition.
I literally have no idea. I think. Dude, the thing is, if I think about it, if my diary gets exposed, it's only me. But if my text messages get exposed, it's the other person, the other people on the group and me.
Yeah, you all can high-five about it later. I feel like it's better.
You know what? I'm just going to take one for the team and say my diary. Ooh. Because I don't want to lose friendships over my text messages getting exposed.
Damn, loyalty. Wow.
Love it.
I think I'm going to go with text messages because I actually don't... I think my diary is just way more precious.
Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, that is my would you rather questions. Now you guys go.
Okay. All right. So I have a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
So one is, would you rather get married to a zombie or give birth to a zombie?
could we just switch it up to a vampire instead of a zombie? Like, I would marry a vampire. Why not?
But that, I knew you would say that. That's why I feel like the question is zombie.
Oh, God, Sir.
But is it a hot zombie?
It's a zombie, Nat. I don't know what a hot zombie is.
There's no zombie diaries out yet, so...
Yeah.
I think it could be a hot zombie. I feel like I would marry a hot zombie.
None, dude. I don't want to go for any of these.
Because I cannot give birth to a zombie. Like, I just can't give birth. I'm never going to give birth.
Yep. Okay. I don't know what to say to that.
So, Manya, what's your answer, your final answer?
Yeah, no, I guess I'll marry a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, same. I think I'd marry a zombie because then I can get divorced.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah,
I guess.
I can't give birth because I feel like if I give birth, then obviously, like, the baby zombie is my responsibility, you know?
And also, what if you attach feelings? That's scary, no?
Exactly. To a baby zombie?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like I would definitely get attached to the baby zombie, and I don't want that. But, like, with a zombie that I marry, I feel like I would just get divorced. Yeah. Guys, Kim Kardashian got divorced after 72 days. I'm here to break the record. I would get divorced after a month if I get married.
I'm in. A month? I love that.
Wow.
Month is too long, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly what I was going to say. I'll just be like, the day we get married, I'm going to be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, guys, one more question. Would you rather go back in time or see the future?
You just like get to see a glimpse of the future and like, or what? Do you get to change anything?
Yeah, do you get to change your past or something?
No, like, you don't get to really, no, like, it's like you go back in time and you can relive certain memories and things like that. Or you see the future, so, like, you can just see what's gonna happen. You don't get to change anything.
Guys, I would totally want to, like, go back.
Back, yeah, same.
Go back in the past and relive our memories when we were kids. God,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
That apartment that should not be named. We had such good memories there.
Oh man, yeah.
Oh yes. No, I think I would like to go back. Yeah.
Because I think if I went into the future and I saw something, like something really good happening to me, I think I would just become really complacent in my present. I would just be like, "Ye toh hone wala hai," type vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't change it. So like,
you can't change it. But yeah, I don't know.
I get
no,
it.
No, also, like, yeah, go, sorry, ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So, I was saying that I don't know, I just feel like if you go back, if you look into the future, I just personally feel like I would just again get really paranoid about stuff, because the thing is, you can't change it, so you'll just have this information that, oh, this is gonna happen. Whereas with your past, it's like you know that something's happened, so you're essentially just reliving a happy
True. And also, I feel like a few days back when we saw all those childhood pictures of us, I feel like it just triggered something in me in a good way. Like
in a good way. Same.
It was so nice.
Mm-hmm. I would love to live those moments again, honestly.
Yeah, definitely.
Why can't we?
I know.
I wish we had that feature.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish we had...
Like a rewind, a pause button or something.
Yeah, right. I wish we had, like, in Doraemon, Nobita's
mom. Oh my god, Doraemon.
It's basically...
Scientific proof here.
Yeah, it's basically...
Intellectual conversation.
Sorry. Wait. Sorry, what were you saying?
I'm so sorry.
You know, no, I was thinking, this is really stupid, but I feel like, obviously, the makers of Doraemon didn't really think about it, but, like, you know how Nobita would always fail his assessments and stuff? Yeah. If he really was smart, he would just travel to the future, look at the exam sheet, and then just...
I think that's happened one episode, though.
Shit, that's so cool.
No, something like this had happened one episode, but obviously it failed. I don't know what exactly went down, but I feel like I've seen this kind of an episode.
I don't think I have.
I don't remember, but I just thought about it because I feel like Nobita never actually used the time machine for useful things. Like, he would just use it to be, like, creepy or spy on Shizuka. And that other guy.
Sunio.
No, that what was his name?
Jian.
Dekisugi.
What? Wait, I just had a whole flash. Wait, oh my god.
He was that smart guy who liked Shizuka, I think.
Yeah.
Nobita hated him. Who is the cast of Doraemon?
Yeah, and Nobita was really jealous of that guy.
Yeah, I remember. And his eye used to sparkle, Dekisugi.
His eyes...
Everyone's eyes used to sparkle in that show.
But yeah, guys, that kind of ends the Would You Rather segment.
Wait, I have one. Yeah, okay, this segment is done. But I have one, like, fun question. Wait, also another random question. Like, what is your favorite seat in an airplane? Please don't say middle seat. Like, I will kill myself.
That's disgusting.
Window, okay. What about you, Nat?
I honestly don't care. Because I'm just hooked onto the screen. Like, I just don't care. And I barely look out of the window. But having a window seat would be kind of nice. But it doesn't matter so much, honestly. Mm.
No, I think I'll go for window too. Like, I could spend hours just looking out.
But I wouldn't want to be near the aisle. Because every time someone has to go to the washroom, you got to move.
Yeah.
I think that's really inconvenient.
It's very annoying.
And also when everyone's leaving, they just like, the bags just bump into the aisle seats sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's really annoying to me.
Mm.
But to be honest, I would still prefer like an aisle seat over a middle seat because I don't like middle seats. It's very,
same.
I don't know, I just feel stuffed. Because
right.
You quite literally are stuffed between two people.
Mm.
So it's just very annoying, I guess.
Unless it's like two people I know, then I guess it's chill. But otherwise...
Yeah. But I have literally been in a situation where I was... I think it was... Actually, if it's with people I know, then I don't mind being in the middle because
same.
It's people I know. But if it's random strangers, then it's weird. It's very awkward. So, I think... Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so... Before we move on to the next like segment, which is by the way, kiss, marry, kill, and we've all prepared options for each other. So, before we move on to that, a bit about like why did we start this podcast? And do you all want to, you know, maybe talk about it a bit?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about it. I just think that we have a lot to say, really, and we love to. I guess we're just three friends who love to chat and we have chat a lot, exactly. And I think we have a lot of similar interests and I guess just common ideas and thinking, like the way we think about stuff. So I think that's why we definitely decided to start the podcast.
I think we're also very relatable. Like, I feel like Gen Zs can relate to us. So, definitely, I think people listening to our podcast would mostly be Gen Zs over here because we are Gen Zs and we talk a lot about the whole culture and stuff. And, you know, hopefully there'll be more episodes coming about it. So, I'm pumped.
Yeah, what they said.
Right. Okay. So, do you guys want to move on to kill, marry, kiss?
Yes. Also... I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I don't think I mentioned this before, but we are actually childhood best friends, the three of us.
Yeah, we are.
So, yeah.
In a later episode, we will actually detail how we met and how we reconnected because...
It's interesting. It's kind of interesting.
Because it's interesting and there's a whole story to that. So
no, there's a whole thing, yeah.
So we're saving it for another episode.
Yep. All right. So moving on to kill, marry, kiss. Who wants to go first?
Nat, I think you should start.
Okay. Kill, marry, kiss. Ian Somerhalder, Ryan Gosling, and Meghan Markle.
Ian Somerhalder. Okay.
Sorry.
This Nat has really personalized the questions.
I really have.
Wait, say the options again.
Ian, Ryan Gosling, or Meghan Markle.
Oh, God. Okay, Seher, do you want to go first?
Sure. I think for me, like, I would kiss Ryan Gosling.
Ooh.
I would marry Ian, and I would kill Meghan. Not that I have anything against her, I really don't, but it's just that out of, like, if I have Ryan Gosling...
I know, and I hate you, Nat. I hate you.
Like, I genuinely don't. Like, I really do like Meghan Markle, but it's just that because the other two options are Ryan and Ian.
Yeah.
It's kind I think
I am actually going to go with the same. Kiss Ryan, marry Ian, and kill Meghan. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. You want to go?
Listen, this was stressful.
That was the idea of it.
This was actually stressful.
Okay, I'm very proud of myself right now.
Yeah, you should be. You just stress me out. Wow, be proud. Okay. Should I go?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've kind of personalized it for both of y'all. So it's
awesome.
This one is I'll just go with start with Seher. So Seher. These are Star Wars characters.
Oh my god.
Ben Solo, Anakin, or Padme.
What?
Good luck. Dude, if I got these options, I could never choose. So
I cannot do this.
Yep. I can't help you. Ben Solo, Anakin, or Padme. Choose.
Okay. I'm like, I can't. Dude. Oh my god, dude.
Dude, we're all getting stressed out over here.
Okay. I think I would.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, dude. I genuinely don't know. I am so confused right now. I actually have no clue.
Wake me up when you decide.
I'm so confused right now. I'm genuinely confused. Okay. I think I would. Okay, do I think about it like in a fantasy sort of way or in reality, like practically thinking?
No, fantasy sort of way. Fantasy. Let's make it harder. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that I would marry Ben Solo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's Ben Solo, and
it is Ben Solo. Yeah.
And I don't even think I need to explain this. You know. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I would kiss Anakin.
Oh my god. You're killing her off.
Yeah, but that's why I said this is a fantasy, because practically speaking, I feel like Padme would make the best, you know, partner, because she's actually caring and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Ben does not give a shit. And then there's Anakin, who's on his own little trip in life. But this is a fantasy.
No, in reality, I'd probably kill Anakin.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But no, I get your choices. Nat is not what Star Wars, so this is all like very alien to her. But okay. So who wants to go? Whoever just...
Seher, you want to go?
Yeah, Seher. I think you haven't taken a chance.
Okay, so mine is kill, marry, kiss the One Direction boys, Niall, Zayn, and Harry.
I think I'll kiss Niall, kill Zayn, marry Harry.
Honestly, same. I was literally about to say the same thing.
Okay, that's interesting, because I think I would... I actually want to marry Zayn.
Oh.
I want to marry Zayn, and I really want to kiss Niall, but I feel like
wanted that desperation in the voice.
But I feel so like terrible killing Harry, because it's Harry Styles.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think this is just what I would do, because I've always remember that when One Direction was still a band, I always liked Niall and Zayn the most from the band. But then I think now I listen to Harry's music the most, like post One Direction.
Right.
Hmm.
But I think this is my answer.
Okay, Nat, you go.
Okay, mine is really dumb, but Chota Bheem, Sohn Pari, or Hannah Montana.
Oh, damn.
Kiss, marry, kill. Can I go first?
Yeah.
I think I would kill Chota Bheem.
Okay.
I would kiss Sohn Pari and I'd marry Hannah Montana. I would kill Chota Bheem because I wanted to be like him. Right? So once he was dead, jealousy over.
That, okay. Okay, that makes
nice.
Sense.
Nice. I like your thinking. Nice.
Logical explanation. Yeah, she really thought about this.
Coffee.
She really, really thought about it.
Okay. I think I would kill Sonpari.
Okay.
Marry Hannah Montana and kiss Chota Bheem. Ew, I don't want to kiss Chota Bheem. Okay, but no, but
I know who Seher is gonna marry.
Chota Bheem.
No, actually, you know, I feel like I would kiss Chota Bheem.
Oh,
I would marry Hannah Montana and I would kill Sonpari.
Oh, okay, so the same as me.
Yeah, the same, because, and the reason I said that is because I just feel like Chota Bheem, he has some serious, like, savior complex.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
He's too into other people's problems. Like, if I need my man, like, he's just not gonna be around. But I guess one could argue that that would be the same with Hannah Montana because she's a pop star.
But also, doesn't Sonpari, wait, you killed Sonpari, that makes sense. Doesn't Sonpari also go around helping people? Is that also, I think that's a thing too.
Guys, yeah, they're all like good people in the show. They're all heroes. They're all saving people, so.
I know.
But I think Hannah Montana is still more human, you know?
Yeah,
obviously.
Exactly. She's a human and also like, we would, I don't know, like, you know, when, you know, pop stars, when they go on tour and stuff, their significant others get to go to tours with them. And imagine, like, a free Hannah Montana concert every time.
Nice.
Sign me up.
Okay, you want to go, Manya? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Nat, for you.
Oh my God, Camila Cabello is coming.
I just know it. You know it. And please don't kill me, but Angelina Jolie.
Oh my God.
Camila Cabello. Or Taylor Swift.
Shit, okay. I'm killing Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
see, that's
Taylor,
why.
No hard feelings.
Dude, she was your childhood. Like, shake it off. Like, hello.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm kissing
wow.
Angelina Jolie and I'm marrying Camila Cabello.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't difficult. Okay, I thought.
Wasn't so tough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think I might have sent Camila Cabello at least 20 marriage proposals. And we could be married if
through
she
DM.
Opened her DMs.
Nice.
Man, why isn't she opening her DMs?
I know, right?
Too busy making out with Sean. Moving on.
Take his name here.
Okay, that's forbidden. Sorry, I'll stop.
Yeah.
This is serious. We should, I'm taking you seriously.
Thanks.
Nat, do you want to go now?
I'll go. Kate Middleton, Meghan Markle, or Diana?
I feel
this
like
is
this
only for y'all. This is
you,
only for y'all.
This is
the B word. The B word, not to you. The B word.
This is foul. This is actually foul.
You know, I saw this coming yesterday. When we were discussing, we were gonna do this whole segment. I saw this coming from Nat. Like, I saw it coming.
Dude, this is actually mad because
dude,
I feel like
if someone kills Diana, if either of us kill Diana, it can be a whole like people can get offended.
I feel like that's the point.
Dude,
I'm giving people the controversy. You don't understand. This is content.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like this is very messed up, Nat.
Yeah, listen. This is torture. I can't.
Okay, guys, you know what? Just choose. Kiss, marry, kill. Kate, Meghan, Diana.
I think. Oh, God.
Coffee intense life.
There'll just be 1 minute of silence in our podcast. Just
yeah, there's just 1 minute of crickets.
Honestly, like, how can you...
This is hard.
Okay, I think I'll marry Kate, kiss Diana, and kill Meghan.
Oof.
I said it. We're not going to talk about this ever again.
Honestly, mine is the exact same answer. But again, I feel like everyone is going to think that I'm some Meghan Markle hater. Like, I swear I'm not. The thing with my, I want to be friends with Meghan.
Yeah.
It's like, right. I want to be friends with her, but I don't want to, like, kiss her or, like, or marry her. Do you
know
what
I mean?
Dude,
but honestly, she can be, she's, I feel like she would actually be such a great friend.
She would be such a good friend, genuinely. That's why I feel like I don't want to kiss her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or marry her. Like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like I want to be her friend more than anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, Sahar, your options.
Yeah, so I think mine is specifically for Nat, but like even you can answer it. So it's the 5H girls, but I'm not going to include Camila because we know your answer. So
yeah.
Between, I want to know, Kill, Marry, Kiss, Ali, Lauren, Normani.
Marry Lauren.
Mm.
Kiss Normani and kill Ali.
Okay, okay.
Listen, why is Nat not going through torture? Like, Sahar and I have been through so much. My palms are sweating, Nat. My palms are sweating.
I have established favorites and I stick to them. Like, if it was Lauren, Camila, then that would have been, like, a little bit of dilemma, but yeah.
Right. So, I have one for Manya. Like, that's specifically for Manya.
Okay, Sahar... Okay, go ahead. I have to be prepared for this. I feel like it's going to be really bad. Because Sahar literally knows my favorite people. Like, I feel like we have the same, like, choices in celebrities. And, like, she knows my obsession with a lot of people. So,
Yeah. Okay.
R.I.P. me. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so here it goes. Manio, our friendship might end after this. I'm ready to take that chance. Okay, Kiss, Josh O'Connor, Ian Somerhalder, and Fawad Khan.
I knew Fawad was coming. I just knew it.
No, guys, I'm actually crying. I'm actually gonna cry right now. I don't know how to think. Wait. Oh my God, no.
I love this game.
I hate you. Oh my God.
Just kill Josh.
Listen, he's a cutie, please.
Yeah.
Wait, is he the one from Star Wars?
No. So Josh O'Connor played Prince Charles in The Crown in season 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know how to pick. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Fawad.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I hate myself. I'm starting to hate myself. Thanks, Sahar. And probably, do people will judge me because Fawad Khan is actually... I don't know how many people like Fawad Khan, but
she cries to Fawad Khan's fan at it.
Stop exposing me, Nat. Stop it, okay?
Fake fan. Like, I will give it to you.
Fake fan.
No, Sahar, what would you choose?
Ooh, I like how she flipped it.
I feel like I would honestly... Oh, I... Okay,
yeah, there you go. That's what I'm going through.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I would... I really don't know.
Okay, so here's the thing. I had a confusion between... Okay, this actually might shock people, but I thought of killing Ian. Because... Oh. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Okay, but let's be honest.
The Josh guy must be important. She'll kill Fawad. She'll kill Ian.
See, the thing is...
Here's the thing.
Actually, I think I might...
Listen, I need to check out this Josh guy.
Nat. Oh my God,
what is this jadu?
Yes, this Josh guy must be important, Lord.
I think I'm more than ready.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Fawad. Kill Fawad. I would. Oh, marry and kiss me. Oh, wait. Oh shit. 1 second. I didn't think this through.
Honestly, I think I know. I would just marry Josh because I feel like.
Who is this Josh?
Josh, really get the ladies. I feel like I'm just going to marry Josh because he's not married. He has no, like, commitments to anyone. So,
what's his surname? Josh what?
O'Connor. Listen, I'm killing off Fawad. That should be enough. I'm not choosing between Ian and Josh now, please.
But it's just kiss and marry, bro. Like,
bro. I feel like Ian is, like, the marriage type. But, like, I don't know.
You guys really went with Josh.
Hey, okay, dude. Listen.
Listen.
I just googled him.
Listen, he is so cute. He is such a cutie. And if you listen to his accent.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, it's the accent.
No, also like, it just edits, dude. Just these YouTube edits which we've seen, Sarah and
I could be wrong, but I feel like I am attracted to... Okay, so the thing with me is that I feel like I am attracted to Ian Somerhalder as Damon, but I'm not so sure about like Ian the Somerhalder. Person. Like through his interviews and stuff, like I feel like with Josh, the thing with The Crown is that in season 4 he was really unlikable, like his character, but his personality in interviews and stuff I like.
It's so nice. Okay. I think I'm going to actually kiss Josh and marry Ian. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for putting me through so much.
Guys, I think we just spent 10 minutes discussing this.
I'm sure we did.
We definitely spent
10 Listen, minutes 10 minutes is not enough justice to the torture I went through, okay?
Yeah, to be fair, this was a very difficult question. This was a big
because we're all obsessed with like Fawad Khan and stuff. I don't know.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, wait. Sure. Nat, I just made this up on the spot, but Camila Cabello, Angelina Jolie, and Mahira Khan, who would you choose then?
Ooh.
I feel like
Camilla's on top, y'all.
Okay, fine.
In every scenario on earth, I marry Camila Cabello.
I feel like you should remove Camila because.
Okay, no, that makes sense. Wait, who's your second favorite, Nat? I feel like if I put Fawad, she'll kill Fawad, so that'll be easy too. Exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
I need a third option.
Oh my god, get Zendaya. Get Zendaya.
Okay, Zendaya. Yeah. Angelina Jolie or Mahira Khan.
Okay, this is tough.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I'm really gonna think about it.
See, the thing is with...
But Angelina Jolie has really got cheekbones and everything.
But she's also like a...
Mahira Khan speaks Urdu, so Urdu poetry.
Oh my god, Mahira Khan's also like really pretty.
Oh my god, yeah, but like Urdu too.
And she's stunning.
I'm gonna kill Zendaya.
Oh my god, wait, no, I did not shocking. Expect wait, hold, I did not expect that.
Hold on.
My love for Urdu exceeds everything.
Oh my god, wow. So are you gonna marry Mahira?
Yeah, and I'm just gonna kiss Angelina Jolie. She has 7 kids, alright?
6 kids.
We never had a chance. Same thing. And I feel like I kind of mommy zoned her.
Lol.
She's on my potential mom's list.
Hey, let's be honest. We all have parental issues. Should I have a potential
mom's list?
I feel like I would choose Mahira to marry. Because I don't know why, but like I just feel like there would be more in common.
Yeah, like, yeah, I agree.
More in common.
Yeah, I can't believe you killed Zendaya. Like, okay,
Pakistani
wow.
Pakistani shows together.
Yeah, we do that. By the way, it's a ritual. Not a ritual, but like we watch Pakistani shows together. It's fun.
Make us sound like a cult.
But okay, who wants to go next?
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah,
it's very basic. Shawn Mendes, Billie Eilish, and Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
It's very easy.
I dislike all these people.
Wait, what? Wait, you don't like Olivia Rodrigo?
Wait, you don't like Billie Eilish?
Oh my. We're on to different things, y'all.
Manya, you really need to think before you say things like this.
Guys, I think we're really throwing shade on celebrities. It's not like
I'm going through torture to like choose.
Yeah.
No, over here. So it's like, it's fine.
Right. No, I see your point.
Yeah.
I think I would kill Sean because I genuinely, like, there's nothing wrong with him and all of that, but I just don't listen to his music and I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, plus the whole Camila aspect.
I marry Billie because I love Billie Eilish. I really do. She's one of my favorite artists. Love her. And I guess I would kiss Olivia Rodrigo. I don't know.
I
really not listened to a Shawn Mendes song for at least 3 years.
I think his 2017 album was good. Like, after that, I don't know what happened. I didn't like Wonder.
I would probably kill Olivia. Because Like, her music's good and all, but, like, she's literally my age. I'm super jealous. Like, how? So, I'm gonna kill her. Oh, my God. This might be problematic, but okay. I'm gonna kiss Billy and I'm gonna marry Sean.
You marry Sean?
I'm sorry, Nat. Stop hating on me.
This is the last episode of this podcast. Bye. I am done with this.
Oh, God.
Dude, how can you marry Shawn Mendes?
I'm sorry, okay? You have a Camila Cabello obsession. I don't.
Fine, I'll let you off the hook.
Okay, I
But I'll never forget.
We get yes, it. Nat. Okay, who wants to go?
You wanna go?
Okay, I'll go. Okay, so Sarah, this one's for you.
Ooh.
I will give you the gun to point at me and shoot me because these sure. choices are just I'm getting you know what I'm taking revenge over here.
Ooh.
So these are actually very spaced out options, but I feel like I already thought this through. Okay, so Emma Corrin, basically she played
Diana on the Crown.
Crown season 3 and 4.
Yeah. So Emma Corrin, the professor from Money Heist.
Fuck.
Or Josh O'Connor.
Why?
You know, I really thought this through because I felt like she would want to marry Josh, but we've talked about how professor is really like the marrying kind and we would marry professor.
But... Dude, this is really like crazy. This is actually not okay.
Yep. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I would kiss Josh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Marry Professor because it's Professor. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. It's freaking Professor. Watch the show. Everyone will know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I would...
Oh, you're killing God. Emma. You're killing. Okay. Emma, seriously? I mean, I would actually probably. I might just go for the same. Honestly.
I mean, you chose Sean.
Okay, Nat, please don't attack me with this for the rest of my life.
Till your afterlife and beyond. God.
Yeah.
But. Okay, so this was honestly a great episode. I think a great icebreaker.
I really think enjoyed this.
People know way too much about us now, so that's great.
Yeah, I think we exposed ourselves too much, especially while we were playing Would You Rather.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. Then also, Kill, Marry, Kiss, like, we yeah. were going through trauma over here.
Thank you for talking about our parental issues.
Everyone has it, let's just face it. But okay, great. So this was just an icebreaker. And now, I mean, we are going to move on with, I think the next episode is probably going to be about, should we tell them or should we keep it a secret?
Let's keep it a secret.
Okay. Okay. It's actually very significant for us and special for us. So mm-hmm. we can't wait. Yes. And okay, cool. So on that note, we have come to an end on this week's episode of TBH podcast, and thank you to all our listeners for joining us and for your continued support. Make sure to tune in for another exciting episode very, very soon. We're your hosts, Manya,
Sahel,
and Nat,
signing off. Thank you.